When an attorney leaves or enters the United States, U.S. Border Patrol might demand to search the attorney's laptop, phone, or other electronic device. If the device contains confidential client information, the search implicates the attorney's ethical obligations. I'm Terry Garland, and you're listening to The Portable Ethics Lawyer. Today, we're joined by Bob Denby, Senior Vice President of the Loss Prevention Group at ALAS. Bob, welcome.
Thanks, Terry. Glad to be here.
Bob, why are border searches a problem?
The U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, or CBP for short, takes the position that whenever someone crosses the border, CBP is entitled to search the traveler's phone or other device without a warrant or probable cause. But as we all know, lawyers have an obligation to protect their clients' confidential information from disclosure. In the ABA Model Rules of Professional Conduct, that obligation is spelled out in Rule 1.6. Some states use different numbers for the rule, but every jurisdiction imposes a duty of confidentiality on their lawyers.
What does that duty require?
Basically, lawyers are not permitted to reveal information relating to the representation of a client unless the client's given consent or an exception to the rule applies. Lawyers generally have to make reasonable efforts to prevent the unauthorized or inadvertent disclosure of client confidential information. But what are reasonable efforts? The model rules use a balancing approach that considers factors such as how sensitive is the information, what would additional safeguards cost, how hard would it be to implement them, and would those extra safeguards make it significantly harder for the lawyer to do her work?
So you mentioned exceptions. It seems like being stopped by border agents should fall into some sort of exception, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, lawyers are generally permitted to reveal information to the extent they reasonably believe necessary to comply with a court order or other law. But lawyers still have to make a reasonable effort to protect the information before submitting to a search.
How does that work?
The New York City Bar Association issued some guidance on that very issue in Formal Ethics Opinion 2017-5. Among other things, the opinion says that before taking confidential client information across the border, attorneys should evaluate the risks, including the likelihood that border agents will demand and obtain disclosure, the sensitivity of the information, and the harm that would result if the information were disclosed. Even though searches don't happen very often, the opinion notes that any unauthorized disclosure of confidential client information is presumptively harmful, regardless of whether the information is actually used to the client's detriment. And for some practices and clients, providing government agencies with access to sensitive confidential data can cause considerable harm, which would strongly suggest that it would be unreasonable to carry that information across borders if avoidable. The opinion also says that attorneys may comply with the border agent's demands, but only after making reasonable efforts to protect the information by trying to dissuade border agents from reviewing it or trying to persuade them to limit the extent of their review. So it all comes down to reasonable efforts.
Okay. Before we get to the nuts and bolts of particular types of efforts, let's take a few minutes to talk about the latest guidance from the CBP. What can you tell us about that?
In January 2018, the CBP issued new guidance in, it's called Directive Number 3340-049A. There are only three key points to remember. First, the directive makes clear that CBP agents may search only the information that resides on the device. They cannot intentionally use the device to access information that's stored remotely in the cloud. To enforce that rule, agents are supposed to have the traveler put the device in airplane mode or otherwise disable any network connection before searching the device. We viewed this as a positive development. Before then, there was a real risk that CBP would use your phone as a conduit to get to all the data in the cloud from your firm's VPN, to say nothing of social media posts, photos you'd backed up remotely, and so forth. But even with this new directive, note that if your device has cached information from a web-based application, that information might be deemed as residing on your device and therefore open to search.
What's the second key point?
Right. The second point is the directive provides guidance about how agents are supposed to handle privileged material. When they find potentially privileged material, they're supposed to ask the traveler for specific files, folders, names, addresses, or other particulars they could use to identify privileged information. Then they're supposed to contact their in-house counsel, who's supposed to follow a specified procedure to segregate privileged data from other data. So that part is a little bit awkward, right? If the lawyer is pulled into an interview room at the airport at midnight and forced to come up with a comprehensive list of all the clients whose data resides on her devices, there's a pretty good chance she'll forget one. Presumably, lawyers will be better served by asserting that any email sent to or from their firm email account is protected.
And the last point?
Third, The directive says that travelers are obligated to present devices in a condition that allows for inspection of the contents. In other words, they're going to ask you to unlock the device. If you refuse, they can take the device and keep it, typically for 5 days, but the period can be extended.
Thanks for breaking that down. How should lawyers balance their ethical obligations with the CPB's demands?
Setting a strategy should begin at the firm level. Once firms have decided on the options they want to make available to the lawyers can choose among the options based on the needs of the particular client and the particular trip. Some firms might decide to issue clean devices for foreign travel, or maybe they'll issue a clean device for travel to certain risky countries. Before departing, attorneys could then save the information they'll need for the trip to some secure, firm-approved cloud storage site, and then after arriving, the attorney would download the data over a secure connection. In contrast, another firm might let its lawyers take their usual devices with them, even though the devices contain confidential client information. A lot depends on the type of data at issue, the sensitivity of the data, how important it is to have while traveling, and where you're going. But if the firm permits lawyers to travel with confidential information on their devices, they'll need to instruct the lawyers to strongly assert the privilege if border agents demand to search them.
What can individual attorneys do?
There are several things they can do. Before you travel, plan to minimize the amount of confidential client information you take on your travels. Take only the information you really need. Find out your firm's policy on the issue. If you're taking your usual devices with you, delete any cache data, log out of all the apps before going through security. Clear the browser, put your device in airplane mode, or turn it off. If you're asked to unlock the device, identify yourself as an attorney, show your business card or your bar card, object to unlocking the device on the grounds that it contains confidential or privileged information, and ask to speak to a supervisor. Those are just a few of the things we recommend in our latest article on the subject.
Thanks, Bob. Where can our audience find that article?
We just updated it. It's included in the May 2018 edition of the ALAS e-newsletter, which is available on our website to all attorneys at firms insured by ALAS. In addition, we've drafted a sample policy on international travel, which is available to the general counsels of our firms. And we've also posted a copy of the CPP directive on the landing page for this podcast, which is accessible to everyone through the website.
One more question. What if an attorney is returning to the United States, faces a demand by CPP to unlock a device containing confidential client information, and refuses the demand? What happens to the attorney?
Well, according to the Electronic Frontier Foundation, border agents can't stop a U.S. citizen from entering the country under those circumstances, though they can seize the device, search your bags, or detain you for questioning. How long will the detention last? No bright-line rule. The case law suggests that a 6-hour delay is reasonable, but a 16-hour delay is not. It's another reason to have a plan before you travel.
Bob, thank you for being with us.
It was a pleasure.
Until next time, I'm Terry Garland, and this is the Portable Ethics Lawyer.
This podcast is provided for educational purposes to assist lawyers in avoiding ethics violations, malpractice suits, other professional liability claims, and management liability claims. This podcast does not constitute legal advice and is not intended to establish an attorney-client relationship, nor is it intended to suggest or establish standards of care applicable to particular lawyers in any given situation. The recommendations contained in this podcast are not necessarily appropriate for every lawyer or law firm. In determining the best course of action, lawyers should consider the applicable legal authorities and all relevant facts and circumstances. Copyright 2018 by Attorneys Liability Assurance Society. All rights reserved.